Not all of the synthetic estrogen women swallow in birth control or hormone replacement pills stays in their bodies. Some gets excreted in urine and eventually ends up in wastewater treatment plants. Bill Benson is an environmental toxicologist at the University of Mississippi. Benson's study is one of the first to investigate the presence of pharmaceuticals in water supplies. He says that while only tiny amounts of synthetic female hormones have been found, it could be enough to harm fish populations.
They are so potent that even very low concentrations can yield detrimental biological effects. For example, in our laboratory, we've been able to demonstrate that concentrations as low as one part per trillion can produce 100% female populations of fish.
Benson adds that with fewer males, fish populations won't be able to reproduce and could decline. Researchers in Europe have also found pharmaceuticals in water supplies. They've discovered that antibiotics, cholesterol-reducing drugs, and other common chemicals like caffeine are entering local waters with unknown environmental consequences. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.